Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, as I always am, on Wednesdays, 9:52 in the morning on this cool, very fall-like morning. That's awesome, that I've been very excited about. This is the type of weather it should be as we head towards October. And when we get towards October, that means a very important event is coming up in the Wamego area. Actually, in Wamego.
That's right.
Oktoberfest.
When it starts to turn cool and the leaves start to fall a little bit, that's Oktoberfest time in Wamego. And it's next weekend, believe it or not. And it's really a pretty exciting time for not only the city of Wamego and downtown. There's so many different groups that are all part of it. And it's much bigger than just the Oz Museum anymore. It's a full-blown downtown fall festival.
Might recognize that voice. That's our dear leader here at Manhattan Broadcasting Company, Corey Reeves. And Corey, you've been involved with Oztoberfest for quite a while.
Yeah, about 5 or 6 years now at this point. And so it's really a unique thing, you know, Oztoberfest. And if you're from Kansas, there's no chance that you're from Kansas and somebody hasn't asked you where's Toto, or, you know, made some Dorothy joke or something like that. But Oztoberfest in Wamego is really a unique event, in that not only is the Oz Museum a fantastic tourist destination that brings really national exposure to the Flint Hills area, which is fantastic. I mean, there's articles within the last year, like even in USA Today, about the Oz Museum. The Oz Museum is consistently ranked by national publications as a tourist destination if you're coming to the state of Kansas. And that kind of thing is super valuable, not just for Wamego, but for the whole region. Because if you stop and you drive off I-70, and you make that 9-mile jaunt off the interstate to see the Oz Museum, well, that puts you right next to Manhattan and Junction City and everything else. And the Oz Museum last year had over 40,000 visitors in a town of 6,000, which is pretty impressive. Literally a visitor from every state in the union and multiple countries. Oztoberfest has gotten to be such a repeat event for a lot of folks due to the special guests that come in that are nationally known Oz historians, the great downtown festival, the entertainment stage, all the things that make it a wonderful family event. We have volunteers this year from Europe who are traveling back to Wamego to volunteer at the festival, which is just mind-blowing.
That is. And you talk about some of the people that you get in to come in for Oztoberfest, and I don't remember, it was maybe about 5 years ago. I'm a big Blu-ray guy.
Yeah.
Of course, now it's like, who knows, because now everything's, you just digital download everything. So now I'm feeling like super old for like, I got to have my Blu-rays. But it's good quality, though. Good.
That's
picture.
Right.
And I got I believe it was the 75th anniversary edition of Wizard of Oz. Because my sister and I, when we were growing up, back when you had video rental stores,
right,
VHS rental stores, we'd always go to, my mom and dad would take us to the VH rental place, usually on Friday nights. We'd always get kind of whatever movie we want, but we always had to get Wizard of Oz, too. They had to have hated that movie,
right,
growing up, because usually every Sunday morning, we'd watch whatever new movie we would get, either that Friday night or Saturday, but Sunday morning, we always had to have Wizard of Oz in. And I was watching some of the extra features on this Blu-ray, a very good documentary about the making of Wizard of Oz and the history behind it. And I'm seeing some of the talking heads, and the name is escaping me now.
You might, John Fricke.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. And I'm like, I met that guy when I was working with the Mercury.
Yes.
I wrote a story about him in Oztoberfest. I was like, I know that guy. And he is really, is he going to be back this
Absolutely.
Year?
John's been a big piece of Oztoberfest for a really long time. And not only is he a known Oz historian, he's a musician. He's written pieces about Judy Garland, even in her Broadway career after Oz. And he's a fantastic resource.
He knows everything.
He knows everything and everyone about Oz. It's fascinating. This year, we tie directly back to the original movie again. Last year was Jane Lair, who's the daughter of the Cowardly Lion. This year, Hamilton Meserve will be our main guest, and he's going to give a presentation. His mother was the Wicked Witch, so Margaret Hamilton, and he will give his speech about remembering his mother and her role as the Wicked Witch of the West. it's amazing some of the guests that have been here and continue to come. Shanice Williams is going to be here as well. She played Dorothy on NBC when they redid The Wiz live, when they performed it live
NBC
just recently. She will be here next weekend for the event. Gabriel Gale is he's writing The Ages of Oz. It's a new book trilogy. He'll be here to talk about that. Paul Meyer Schneider is a local author who's written kind of like almost like a new version. It's called Silver Shoes. It's like someone finds out that Oz was actually real and a conspiracy hidden by the FBI. He'll be here. Ryan Jay will be here, who's a film critic and kind of like the next evolution in Oz historian who follows the things that have happened after the movie. It's really, really fascinating. And all you have to do is just get on over to Walmigo and enjoy it. All of the presentations are included in your admission price in the museum, but all the stuff on the street's free, man.
Car show.
There's stuff for the kids. There's entertainment all day long. There's a street dance on Saturday night. And it really is a full day of true family fun and a unique community experience. It's really beautiful.
And you usually have some folks from the Columbia Theater that are dressed up in
characters are always there. We've got a brand new Tin Man costume that was just made for the museum. We're pretty excited to have that debut next week. And then there's also the Oz Murder Mystery. That started last year at the Columbian. It's written locally, produced locally, all local actors, and it's literally a different ending every single night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and it's the story of a stage production where murder happens while they're putting on The Wizard of Oz. It is really fun. It was a whole lot of fun last year. It's sold out. There's still some tickets left right now, but that show will sell out too, and that's a lot of fun over the Columbian Theater.
And you guys have a website to check out.
Oztoberfest.com, which
pretty
is
easy.
Super convenient to get over and check it out. It's really just a whole lot of fun for everybody. I mean, if you're looking for something to do with the kids,
Perfect.
If you're looking to do something that, you know, have a night out and go watch a show at the Columbian, perfect. If you're a super Oz buff and want to learn all kinds of new things, you can do that. If you just like to watch a band and hang out over in the beer garden on Lincoln Street, you can do that too, man. So there's a little something for everybody. Yeah, it's a really great weekend next weekend in Walmigo.
And if you're wanting to kind of just get away from it all for a little bit and kind of travel to a different land, well, that's really what Wizard of Oz is all about in the first place.
Hey, right? it's a pretty uplifting story, right? About having courage and having heart and using your brain. And I don't know. I think a little less news and a little more Oz might do a whole lot of folks some good.
Well said. We'll leave it right there. Corey, thanks so much for coming on last minute.
No problem.
A little less news. Coming up on In Focus tomorrow, it's Health Related Day. We'll have some folks from Via Christi Hospital and also Pawnee Mental Health to join us on K-Man. Clark Howard, Rush, Dan Patrick, and the game live from Hy-Vee Royals tonight, beginning at 6:30.